This recording, Texas 17, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in the North Square near the Duke Street South. That area was much near for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was very surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to it. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison's lawyer, Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." And in regards to me, I was born in eastern New Mexico, a town called Portales. It's not too far off from a larger town, Clovis, New Mexico, which is where my mom was born and raised. Still have family there. My father is from Anniston, Alabama. Even though I was born in New Mexico, we didn't stay there long. Before I even turned one, we moved to Lubbock, Texas, which is West Texas, and still not too far away from Clovis, the Clovis area. I lived there till I was 12, and then moved to the Dallas area, where I've been ever since. And I guess that's all in regards to my accent. I could say it. The reason I'm doing this is because so often I have people ask me where I'm from. Apparently, my accent doesn't sound like I'm from Texas, or I don't know, maybe it might be the western region of it. But whenever I ask them where they think I'm from, they can never give a distinct answer. So it's always been something that's really intrigued me. I'd really like to find out, because it bothers me a lot. So I'm hoping this will give me a good analysis, and I look forward to seeing it on the website and helping the idea archives out. I think that is about all I have to say, though, so I will stop now.